I have my own personal wish list of people who I'm like, oh, hurry up and get nude already.
Yes, I have a good list.
Yeah, too, so. Scarlett Johansson is one of my ones.
Yeah, she's on my top 10, definitely. Jessica Biel would
Jessica
be
Biel.
One.
Jessica Biel.
She has, actually, Jessica Biel has a movie coming out, hopefully, late February, early March, called Powder Blue, where she plays a stripper and allegedly is stripping. I have, my skin scouts have not seen the movie yet because it hasn't been screened yet for reviewers. But as soon as it does, I will have definitive confirmation. But as of right now, it's just a rumor. But I'd say my number one actress, if any actress, if you could call her an actress, of anyone that's never been naked that I most want to see would be Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'm more Scarlett Johansson or
Scarlett Johansson's the top tenner, definitely.
Alicia Cuthbert's another one.
She's another one. You could see her in a thong in a movie called Girl Next Door, but she has yet to do an official nude scene.
Yeah, what is taking her?
Let's get her going.
So your number one is Jessica Simpson. What rounds out your top five?
Well, I would say Jennifer Love Hewitt's another one I would love to see do a nude scene. Jessica Alba is also a top five or two, along with Jessica Biel. Jessica Alba has been very skingy, and now that she's pregnant, I think we're going to have to wait even longer. So,
and what about actresses who maybe should have left the clothes on? Do you have a top three or four?
Well, I definitely one of the all-time is Jessica Tandy did a movie in 1994 when she was 84 years old and went for a skinny dip. And to put this in perspective, it was 4 years after Driving Miss Daisy, so it's probably the only time I've ever seen an actress more wrinkly before she went in the water than when she came out, so that was a little tough. Definitely Kathy Bates in About Schmidt is on that list where I don't think a lot, it's basically not one of the most searched pages at MrSkin.com, I can tell you that.
No, I wouldn't think so. Well, the website is MrSkin.com, and it's done in kind of a fun tongue-in-cheek way. It's not, it's not really like, I wouldn't describe it as like sleazy or dirty. It's kind of just fun, and especially for cinephiles, it's kind of interesting, and should plug the book as well. What's the title of the book?
It's Mr. Skin's Skintastic Video Guide, The 501 Greatest Movies for Sex and Nudity on DVD. It's what I think are the best movies that mainstream movies for sex and nudity, and you can go to Amazon or any bookstore and find it.
Yeah, I've been taking a peek at it. It's kind of fun. It's got little factoids and
thank
your own list of definitions for some kind of fun stuff. Thanks again for taking the time out, and we'll check out the site.
No problem, Josh. Thank you.
Have a good one.